Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President-elect Joe Biden is now addressing yesterday's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump rioters. He says the president tried to use a mob to silence voices of American voters. Biden among a growing chorus of people protesting the actions yesterday. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, the latest, she's resigning over the insurrection at the Capitol, where her husband, Mitch McConnell, is Senate Majority Leader until the Democrats assume control. In a letter to colleagues, Chao describes the attack as a, quote, traumatic and entirely avoidable event as supporters of the president storm the Capitol building following a rally he addressed, end quote. Incoming Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for the president to be removed from office following yesterday's events. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports Schumer is asking Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment.
Schumer, the top Democrat in the Senate, says the 25th Amendment is the quickest and most effective way to remove Trump from office. Schumer called the mob incursion in the Capitol an act of insurrection incited by the president. The 25th Amendment requires the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to vote to remove the president from office. It's intended for times when the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of the office. A number of Democrats have called for Trump's removal, though some say he should be impeached a second time before his term ends on January 20th. One Republican, Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, has also called for Trump to be removed from office. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Well, the attack is raising many questions about security and how hundreds of pro-Trump rioters were able to force their way inside. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports many are drawing comparisons between the police response yesterday to that of last year's Black Lives Matter demonstrations.
Washington, D.C. was the site of numerous protests last year against police brutality following the death of George Floyd. Eddie Glaude is a professor of African American Studies at Princeton University. He says there's a sharp contrast in how police handled those demonstrations and the ones at the U.S. Capitol building.
You saw peaceful protests across the country over the summer after George Floyd's murder. And here you have literally thousands of people rushing at the people's house, walking through, placing pipe bombs and other things around the Capitol. A woman was shot.
Supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement say yesterday's insurrection is one more example of the hypocrisy in the nation's law enforcement response to protests. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 216 points at 31,048. You're listening to NPR News. Nearly 500 pro basketball players have been tested for coronavirus since December 30th. Today, the NBA announced four have come back positive. Last week, there was zero. Japan announced a state of emergency for the Greater Tokyo area to quell a sharp spike in coronavirus infections in that country. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the latest.
Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga told a press briefing Thursday that if people just wear their masks, avoid eating out, and cut commuting by 70%, Japan can get infections under control. Critics say the measures are too late and too weak because the government is simply requesting people not to go out without specifying penalties for those who don't comply.
Anthony Kuhn reporting. Peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban have resumed in the Gulf state of Qatar. Talks meant to find a way to end nearly four decades of near-continuous conflict in Afghanistan. Here's NPR's Dia Hadid.
The talks had paused for a few weeks over the winter holidays, but the two sides said they'd resumed in simultaneous, exactly worded tweets. Leading Afghan government negotiator Nader Nadiri and the Taliban spokesman Mohammad Naim said the sides held one meeting and agreed to regroup on Saturday. The talks are part of a broader agreement the US signed with the Taliban that will see foreign forces withdraw from Afghanistan by the spring. Since those talks began, violence has picked up speed across Afghanistan and there's been a spate of assassinations against high-profile Afghans. That's dampened the hopes of many Afghans for peace, but both sides say they're serious about finding a resolution. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
This is NPR.